with SRN News. I'm John Scott. GOP Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says Republicans should rally around the Ukraine supplemental aid bill, partly because of the many dangers facing the U.S. at the present time.
Authoritarians are on the march. They're all working together. Xi Jinping, Putin, the Ayatollahs in Iran, Kim Jong-un. They're all working together. This is like 1930s danger in terms of what we're seeing internationally.
Sullivan tells the Salem Radio Network the bill would also revive U.S. military industrial capacity, something he says has been allowed to atrophy to dangerously low levels. Also at SRNews.com, President Biden is pushing back at the special counsel's report that questioned his memory. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
In the special counsel's report, Mr. Biden was described as an elderly man with poor memory. At an evening press conference, he responded angrily to questions about his mental fitness.
My memory is fine.
Reporters then peppered him with questions about his age and fitness for office. He dismissed those concerns as reporters' opinions. The president also denied sharing classified information. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In consumer news, more foods are being recalled in the wake of a deadly outbreak of Listeria food poisoning. They include things that may be part of Super Bowl Sunday party menus. Seven-layer bean dip, chicken enchiladas, cilantro salad dressing, and taco kits that are sold at Costco, Trader Joe's, and Albertsons, part of the growing recalls of products made by Rizzo Lopez Foods of Modesto, California. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 28, but the NASDAQ ahead 208 points. This is SRN News. Liberal religious groups launch a Get Out the Vote campaign.
Evangelical Christians aren't the only ones mustering their forces ahead of the 2024 elections. Various left-leaning church leaders say they will seek to mobilize their followers in a 30-state offensive aimed at getting President Biden reelected. What's being called the Poor People's Campaign will also seek to elect lawmakers who will enact universal health care, affordable housing for all, a $15 minimum wage, and fully funded public education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri senators have voted against allowing abortion in cases of rape or incest, Republicans defeating a Democratic proposal to allow exceptions for rape and incest under the state's current ban on almost all abortions. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are trying to amend the state constitution to allow abortions in cases of rape, incest, and fatal fetal abnormalities until viability. This is SRN News. The state attorney general for Kansas is telling public schools they must out transgender students to their parents.
Attorney General Chris Kobach says public schools in Kansas are required to tell parents that their children are transgender or non-binary, even if the student has not come out at home. Kansas is not among the states with a law that explicitly says to do that. Failing to disclose when a child is socially transitioning or identifying as non-binary at school violates a parent's rights. And he sent letters in December to six school districts and the State Association for Local school board members, then followed up with a public statement on Thursday. I'm Donna Water.
California would ban all plastic shopping bags in 2026 under a new bill announced in the state legislature. 12 states, including California, already have some type of statewide plastic bag ban. More details at SRNnews.com.